It's story time. I'm Brittany Elizabeth Murray, a storyteller and scribe to the nations, and this story is called An Impartation. So, this is no written work. This is straight from the dome piece, straight from my mind, and very, very real. So, a few of you know that I had brain surgery back in 2018, February to be exact. And I feel like maybe a month or two before I had surgery, I had this encounter with, of course, with God, but it was more like I was led to something. So basically, one morning I woke up around 4:30 in the morning and I just had this sense to look for my mom. I know that sounds really strange. Like, my mom is deceased. She passed away in 1995. And yeah, it was just a strange sense to look for her. And I'm like, how does that work? So of course, it's 2018 at the time, or to that late 2017. I cannot remember exactly when this happened, but I just know it was before surgery. The only thing I knew to do was Google. So I Googled my mom's name, and I've done this before, and I found some bits and pieces of information. I think the coolest thing I found was an old archive yearbook from her college, undergrad. And that was really cool or whatever. But this time, I guess I was supposed to find something more. And I got very frustrated because my pursuit was going nowhere quick. And I was coming across the same information I had come across before. And I was just like, God, I'm sleepy. I'm frustrated. Why am I doing this? You know, but I knew that I couldn't give up. And really, I couldn't give up. Like, I felt compelled to keep searching. So the first cool thing that I came across during this time was a Zillow site, you know, well, the Zillow site, you know, when you're looking for homes to purchase or to rent. I remembered the name of the street we used to live on, my mom and I, when I lived in Charlotte, North Carolina with her. And so I just happened to type that in the Google search engine, and that's why Zillow popped up. And oh my goodness, I almost flipped out because I'm looking on this screen and I'm seeing the old condominiums, you know, the neighborhood that I used to live in. And so I'm like, I'm going to click on it. So I click on one of them and I'm like, oh my gosh, like I could remember every single room from when I lived there. And granted, you know, I was 4 and a half when my mom passed. So it was just amazing to just be able to remember. And I could identify, you know, our dining room set, you know, in the little breakfast nook within the kitchen. I can remember the type of furniture that was in the living room and the different fixtures that were in this little glass, little showcase thingy that was like catty-cornered in the wall, and the fixtures that were hanging from the wall and the staircase. And I remember falling down them stairs. I mean, like flipping, just like, you know, when you like fall down the steps, you can't stop. I remember that. And going upstairs into, like, you know, the hall bathroom and my bedroom. And there was like a study or an office, I guess. And then, like, I was able to like just kind of journey into my mom's room. And it was just crazy because as I looked through this virtual tour on Zillow.com, I was able to place the furniture and the fixtures and just the miscellaneous items in our old condo. So I was just like flabbergasted, you know, starting to get emotional and whatever, whatever. And somehow, like, I got off of that page and I just had more zeal to look further. I don't even know what I typed in, but I came across this online periodical. It was a Catholic newspaper, online Catholic newspaper. And If you don't know this already, I grew up Catholic. Most of my family is not most. I ain't gonna say most of my family. My grandmother, my mom's mom, she and her children were Catholic or are Catholic, and so that's kind of how that happened. But and that's even like a very historical situation too, which is a whole nother story. But anyhow, I came across this Catholic online newspaper, and there was an like the way I Googled it, it popped up with my mom's name in it, and there was something called the Glenda Ann Rollins Service Award, and I'm like, shut your mouth, like we must read this. So click on it, and I'm just reading about this Glenda Ann Rollins Service Award from that started recipients started receiving it in since 1995, which was the year she passed. And I do remember, you know, after her passing, my family and I from Rock Hill, because I moved to Rock Hill, South Carolina, once my mom passed away and was raised by my grandmother. I remember us traveling within that same year back to Charlotte, back to our old church. And there was like this ceremony, and there was a huge dollhouse that was given to me. And I don't remember what was being said, but it kind of clicked in my mind like that was the actual ordination of that service award, if I said that right. Ordination, I don't know. Anyway, it sounded right. So I started to kind of piece that together, like this is why I went back to Charlotte to the old church and got the huge dollhouse and all these people were there, and it was, you know, like this celebration. Maybe that's what it was. And so I'm just reading about, you know, some people that have received this. And it was just kind of like a bio about my mom and all the service that she had done in the community and other people that she had worked alongside to just build awareness of Black people and Catholicism and just building awareness of Black people, period. And it was just really nice. And so then, within that same search, because I just kind of backed out of that, within that same search, there was a YouTube video, and it was like, the thumbnail was like really like out of focus, and it was just like, it just looked like a whole bunch of, I don't know, it was just really out of focus. It looked like a very, very old video that somebody like took on VHS. So anyway, I click on it, and the description, or the title rather, said the Perpetual Hope Gospel Choir, Order My Steps. Okay, so at this point I'm about to throw my phone across the wall, because you guys don't even understand what this even means. Like, you don't even understand. Okay, you don't. Okay, so let me explain. Whew. This is where it gets good. My mom, among all the other talents that she bestowed, she could sing really well. I'm thinking about my words. I'm like, that, I don't think that word fits what I'm trying to say. But, you know, that's just the enemy trying to get me to feel incompetent and insecure about my speech. And we're not even going to care. We're just going to keep talking. So anyway, my mom could sing really well. And there was this song that she sang all the time that really moved people. And it was called Order My Steps. And Order My Steps comes from the Bible. Like, as far as the lyrics and stuff, it comes from biblical scripture. Psalm 119, verses 133 through 136, if I'm not mistaken, is where it comes from. And the reason why I'm telling you those scriptures is because it'll make sense soon enough. I'll keep talking. So anyway, Perpetual Hope Gospel Choir was the choir that she was a part of at our old church in Charlotte. So in essence, this video was a video of my old church, people I knew from way back when, and my mother. So child, listen, click on the video, and the first thing you hear is like the piano. No, first thing you hear is just like, you know, just background noise or whatever. And then this lady comes up to the microphone, and she just starts speaking and talking about how this song is dedicated to the memory of some man, I think, that must have passed away. I don't know. And she's talking, and I'm like, that's my mommy. Oh my gosh. Like, I heard her voice, and I honestly forgot what she sounded like until I heard her again. And man, listen, I was very emotional. And so she sang what she has to say. Then you hear the piano kind of like, I don't even know if this is a thing, but kind of ad lib its way into the song. You know how like pianists just kind of give you a little something, something before they actually get into the song, before the actual singers start to sing. It start doing that, right? And then the choir begins to sing, and I'm just moved. I'm moved to tears. I'm moved to, I don't know, like I'm about to cut a cartwheel. I can't even contain my emotions, but nonetheless, I'm just sitting there crying. Inside, I feel like I'm cutting cartwheels, but you know, I'm just sitting in my bed crying. And then her solo begins, and I'm like, oh my gosh, she sounds so beautiful. And she just was in another place. Like, she was, you can tell that singing took her to another space, like a whole nother zone. And this is like a pretty long video, so like around minute five, the camera person, whoever the camera person is who's taking this video back in 91, because it was done in 91, that's what the description told me anyway, like they zoom in and they focus on her, and she's so beautiful. Oh my gosh, I was like, that's my mommy. And I like forgot what she looked like. I mean, I look at pictures and stuff all the time, but I mean, I forgot. So anyway, I'm having this moment. I cry. So again, this was like 4:30 in the morning when this happened. So I mean, it's probably like what, 5 going on 6 something in the morning. I'm texting my cousins. I'm like, y'all don't even know like what I just found. Please share with grandma, share with aunt, you know, my aunts, and you know, just oh my gosh, I'm like all on social media with my family, because I wasn't quite ready to share it with the world yet, but I am now. So here we go. And that was just a moment. It was just a moment that I did not know what the moment was until it came full circle about a couple of weeks ago. So that happens. I have surgery. All the crazy things happen with surgery. And I go through my healing process and go through life and la, la, la. Fast forward, I'm here. So about 3 weeks ago, three Sundays ago, I wake up around 4:30 a.m. with this sense to go and watch that YouTube video. And I'm like, okay, God, you know, I'll do it, you know. And so I go and listen to the video and I watch it, and God begins to speak to me. Now, before I even click, like, went to look at the video, after I got the sense to look at the video, I had a really strange dream. I can't even really remember what it was, but like it connected to that in some sort of way. So I go and I watch the video. I listen to my mom singing again, and once it's over, I'm like, okay, that was nice. You know, I didn't cry or anything, but I'm like, okay, that was nice, thank you God, but why? Why did you wake me up for that? And so I always keep a notebook and a pen on my nightstand, because the Holy Spirit just likes to download things into me at random times. And when I'm obedient to writing those things down, miracles happen. And so I just sense the Holy Spirit telling me to write, and I'm like, well, I don't know what to write. And he just said write. So I started to write, and basically what I received was that the first time I had come across this video, when God told me go look for your mom, I was so emotional. I just had an emotional experience. I had just this emotional time. I couldn't get beyond my emotions. And the second go around, I wasn't as emotional. I was joyous, but I wasn't like tearful. I wasn't sobbing. And this time I was able to receive something. And what God was saying to me that I received was like, when I first showed you this video, you couldn't handle the impartation of why I really had you go there. But I let you have your moment. So that's why we're revisiting this. Your mom and that song is not just a stirring of emotions for you and your family to remember and you know, emotions to be stirred, for you to cry or to feel, you know, helpless or whatever the case may be, whatever you feel when you go through it. Because also, y'all, my family, whenever they, this song, Order My Steps, is a trigger for the floodgates of tears to flow from the souls of, you know, my family, because everybody loved my mom so much. I mean, you lose a family member, it's hard. But I mean, they really love my mom. And so this song would always trigger everybody to get super sad. Can't just say emotional, but sad. And so God was just sharing with me like, this, that's not what this song is about. Listen to the song. What does it say? You know, and at that point, I look up the lyrics and just look up, like, is this in the Bible and where? And so I'm Googling that, and I find out it's Psalm 119, verses 133 through 136. And God was like, Brittany, this was an impartation onto you and to your family. I had given your mother a word, like, way before she passed. And I had given her this song to sing. I had put this song in her spirit to sing and to minister to others. But really, it was an impartation onto you as her daughter. Because one day, she would leave you. And you needed the tools, the principles to be able to not only succeed, but to thrive in life. And you've just been surviving. And so, Brittany, I've been telling you how important it is for you to be in my word daily. And it's not just a chore. It's not just a command, like, for me to be domineering, but it's for your livelihood. The solutions to your problems are in my word. And so anyway, you know, I realized that that song is saying, order my steps in your word, dear Lord. This person, this psalmist, I don't know if it's David or if it's someone else. I'm just being transparent. I don't really know. We assume it's David all the time, but David didn't write all of them. They are hungry for God's direction and his leadership. And God is like, I need you to be hungry for my leadership, my guidance. I need you to be hungry for that. And so the song says, order my steps in your word, dear Lord. Lead me, guide me every day. Send your anointing, Father, I pray. Order my steps in your word. Please order my steps in your word. And this is very, it's not identical and it's not verbatim to what the scriptures say, but that's basically what it's saying. And God was like, I had a plan. I had you set up before your mom left, before she left this earth. There, that was the impartation. I had imparted that word onto her. She sang it out. And I had her impart that word onto you. And you write it out. You speak it out. You storytell it out, you know. And I'm just like, wow. It just kind of like helped put things into perspective for me, that a lot of times life feels like a fairy tale. Life feels so surreal because I lost my mom at such an early age. I always feel like I'm being punked. Life just doesn't seem like it's real. I feel like I'm going to wake up and life won't be what life is. And so it just helped me put things back into perspective, like, okay, you're here on purpose, with a purpose, to do great exploits in the earth. Everybody is here on assignment. Your mother was a beautiful portion of your life, but she's not your life. And you have things to do, just like she had things to do. And she brought you into this space. She brought you into the earth through obedience. And she raised you with my leadership, and she imparted a word onto you with my guidance. And it's not about her death, but it's about her life. It's about the legacy that she established within you. in those short 4 years, and you have everything you need on the inside of you to do the things that I need you to do for the people that are called to your sound in the earth. And so I'm like, amen. It is so, and so it is. So, friends, that is what an impartation is about. I realized God had set me up from the beginning, and without me really understanding why things happen the way they happen, it made me feel like I had been abandoned and left out, you know, like I wasn't worthy of what was for me. I always felt less than, I always felt estranged. And I have some more unfolding to do with this, but what a sweet and beautiful impartation from the Almighty King. I love you, friends. Until next time, I don't know exactly what story time will be next time, but it'll be great, of course. It might shock me. I might pull something from the archives, or maybe I'll write something, or maybe I'll rap something or sing something. Who knows? Talk to you soon.